Okay, let's go live. Okay. It is 6:01 p.m. on Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. We will call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Middleton.
Here.
Varga, absent. Romano.
Here.
Weigle.
Here.
Bachman.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 24th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is Ordinance 2025-9. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2025-9 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-9, Ordinance modifying Chapter 71, Title 7 of the City of Columbia City, Indiana Municipal Code.
Marcia, I don't know if this is one you're taking or who's taking the...
The trucks?
Yes, the trucks.
I mean...
Gary?
Sure.
I just sort of prepared it. But
right. It's the seven parking spots that are up here at Market and Line. It would be on the southeast corner, those seven parking stalls. So it's a visibility issue. So when you pull out there, it's hard to see when there's a truck there or an SUV or some sort. So we want to make it cars only, which excludes the SUVs, Jeeps, trucks, trailers, anything like that. That's what we're trying to, so there's not any issue. You know, we've had several accidents there. We're trying to eliminate some of that, so we want to make it cars only parking.
Gotcha. I thought at one time it was it not?
Well,
or
and that affects,
three spots.
And it affects the city employees.
Right.
Because that was reserved for city employees, too, so that's going to affect that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know that it does say in the ordinance that it does delete in its entirety the municipal employees section of that ordinance. So
if the first three spots were cars only. But
they were cars only.
Still,
yeah.
The signage wasn't very clear, so I think that was part of the problem. But we're going to put signs in front of each stall that says cars only.
Gotcha.
No trucks, no SUVs.
Okay.
I think it makes sense. That's really difficult to see through there.
I know I've had quite a few complaints at that intersection. And that's about the only way to fix it.
Right. Try it and see if it helps.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2025-9 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. We'll move Ordinance 2025-9 to second reading at the next meeting. Department reports. Chip.
Blue River Trail is coming along. We kind of hit a snag with 4th of July, which is affecting the dairy barn. So if you hear any complaints, we are trying to get the contractors out to finish it. If you do want to see a disaster zone, drive down by the dairy barn. They lost a lot of property. It will all be concreted back in, but a little differently to accommodate the trail. Eagle Park Phase 1A, that was the skate park and the pickleball courts. We are doing the final closeout with the DNR tomorrow, so hopefully they don't find any issues with it. We did have several trees die soon after planting, but they are under warranty, so we should be good there. Cameras are going to be up running hopefully by next week for Eagle Park, so that's good. And I don't think I have anything else.
Question to Chip. Thank you. Gary.
All right, fireworks went well. Had a small issue after most people were out, not being very friendly neighbors as far as getting out into the driving lanes. There were some parking issues, and there was a little bit of a disturbance there, so we had to, I just basically stopped traffic and let guys walk down to handle the issue, so because if I would have kept them going, maybe we would have probably missed the vehicle. So, anyways.
So we
just basically stopped traffic, so at the end it got kind of held up, but we got them going as soon as they got the vehicles, the suspect and the victim at the time. So, other than that, fireworks went great. They said that, I heard a lot of good comments on how impressive they were over the last couple of years, much better this year than the past few years, so kudos to the city for that. First Friday went well. Officer Sturgis is still doing well at the academy. He's in his 10th week, so he's got 6 weeks to go. I did receive a resignation letter from Officer Fuller. He's given his 2 weeks, and he's going back to Warsaw PD, where he has worked for the past 15 years, built relationships and connections, and just feels comfortable there. So that's another kind of blow to the department. We lost two guys in the last few weeks, that really good guys, and that's kind of been weighing on me a little bit. So it's disappointing. His last day will be July 18th. Officer Brandeke will be filling Officer Fuller's role as SRO. So I requested from the Board of Works to fill his position. So they approved that. So we'll be having two spots open.
I think JJ's really excited about that, by the way. JJ's really excited about
taking that. Oh, yeah. JJ's super excited about going to SRO. So. Working on shift lead, filling the shift lead positions in dispatch. Aaron will be moving to day shift, first shift lead. And so we'll be filling her position on second. We had two applicants within the department, which I was glad to have some applicants for that, because I wasn't sure if we'd get one, two, or none. So wasn't sure who all was interested in a shift lead position in dispatch. So it worked out that we got two, so that's good. Looking forward to doing interviews for that. Working on some call works upgrades, which is the phone system in dispatch. And then the 4-H fair and the parade are starting at the end of this week and into next week, so it's going to be another busy week. Lots of summer activities going on downtown throughout the city, so keep them busy.
Question of Gary. Thank you. Mike.
Our sludge dewatering is going very well. I hope to have that done in the next day or so. Run out of gravity, so they brought in a tank at no extra charge, and so we're pumping into, normally we would pump into a semi-tanker. We're pumping into this tank, and then that's feeding the belt press itself.
It's really interesting, by the way, if you ever go out and look at it. It's really interesting how they're taking liquid sludge and turning it into, like...
Just dry, it looks like dry dirt when it comes off the belt going into the truck.
Incredible. Anyways.
It's down low enough that we was actually able to take some pictures and stuff like that. So when they got into manuals, figured out exactly what parts do need to be ordered. So they've ordered those parts that are on order. So as soon as they come in, we can make the repairs to that tank, get it back in operation, hopefully before the digester project takes off. Force main project, one small item yet to be finished at Jefferson, and we'll be able to close that project out, hopefully by the end of the month. And I'll be drafting a letter to IDEM that, if I remember, I talked about under the long-term control plan. They called it an LOC, which is level of control. They weren't happy with that. So we had a virtual meeting with them and pretty much come to an agreement, the letter I have to write, and we're hoping for like a three-year extension is what they proposed, to wait another 3 years and then revisit everything, look at the data we've collected, a few things we're going to change, adding a weather station and things like that. So it turned out a lot better than I thought it would, so positive moving forward there. So I got a great question.
Question, Mike. Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Leslie?
I have nothing.
A couple of things. As I mentioned, Tad has joined us virtually from across the pond. So, a couple of things. Matt Hyten's report, obviously, 4th of July fireworks, I think, went pretty well. Started a little slow, but the end of the show was crazy good, I think. Got a lot of good compliments about that, so that was good. New doors being put in a wall for Terry to going into the Eagle Park server room, and they're getting ready for JFL because that starts in a few weeks already, which is interesting and crazy. For the water department, the GLOW, or Get the Lead Out, team was on site to do door knocking. They had four different teams going door to door in an effort to complete the lead service line inventory. They were able to make contact with approximately 900 residents, either by conversation or leaving a door hanger or similar methods. They also had a fair amount of residents allow them to verify the service line material that was coming into their home. The good news is that a lot of the, not a lot, but a fair amount, let's say it that way, I never got an actual figure, but a good amount of the actual interior checks that we had actually went into the home and checked the service line material were copper, not lead. So that's good for hopefully our future bottom line. They're going to be doing another round of door knocking in the next couple of months to complete the remaining 429 residential homes that have yet to be visited. They're working on a storm drain at Eagle Park next week and starting the Jeffrey Drive water main project very soon. And from Tom, things are really busy but good. They had a new candidate, one of the candidates for fire department, go down to Indy for pension testing yesterday. All equipment's operating properly. They're still waiting to work with Convoy Tech on the camera system for the ladder truck. And I think that is about that for me personally. Not personally, but the things we're working on. Eagle Park Phase 1B, which is the amphitheater and kind of surrounding area, we had some concept review on that yesterday. That's coming along pretty well. We're going to start to get some numbers into that. Today, Lori and Chip and I looked at some potential grant opportunities to help support the funding of that construction as well. We did have a conversation today, Leslie and myself and Rosie and our Baker Tilly and Ice Miller team, if you will, our financial team, to look at what the feasibility was for the jail project. Not good, friends. It's not good. The challenge is, I said from the beginning, we're not going to raise taxes for this project, and I'm not sure that we have the revenue sources to support it, to support a bond for that long term. So I'm still working on a couple of different things. Not saying it's completely over, but it's not looking great. So I'll just give you that prepper right now. The finances are not working out in our favor. Let's just say it that way. Later this week, Thursday, we are preparing for Westgate Phase 3, the third and final phase of the Westgate Neighborhood Subdivision that is scheduled to happen next year. Later this year, there will be a Community Crossings matching grant round that we will apply that will then hopefully fund a good portion, if not the majority, of Westgate Phase 3 next year. Besides that, I'm doing Lunch with the Mayor program on Friday, and next week on Friday is the Employee Appreciation Luncheon. On that Friday, from 11:30 to 12:30, you're all invited, obviously, to come. Just a little appreciation luncheon and thank you to our employees for all the hard work that they do each and every day to make us look good, make our community a little better each day than it was the day before. Besides that, the US 30 Pell Study, I forgot to mention this in Board of Works, the US 30 Pell Study has now been completed and been published on the propelus30.com website. So I'd encourage you to go take a look at it, the final report. They give a couple of different options of what the US 30 corridor through Columbia City, Warsaw, etc. looks like. So I'd encourage you to go take a look at that. Hasn't really changed dramatically from the phase, or the, what do they call it, level three assessment that I think we may have looked at or conceptually talked about. But go take a look at it. It's good information going in the future, and hopefully that will lead and guide NDOT as they decide where to go in the future. So I think besides that, that's all I have.
Okay.
Dan.
Okay.
Jennifer.
So, the Arts Commission would like to once again thank the Indiana Arts Commission for funding our camp that we had. 15 participating kids.
Okay.
And it was a great opportunity for kids who might not have had an opportunity to experience art, to do fine art, dance, and music.
And that's Spark, right?
Spark.
Yeah, very cool.
So, good outcome for that, and that, again, was grant-funded, so we'll be working to finalize our paperwork on that.
Good.
Really fun part. The other thing I wanted to mention, because part of our role as the Arts Commission is to encourage and foster opportunities for art in the community, and there are two open calls for artists right now with other organizations in the community. One of them, the Whitley County Historical Museum, is doing Art at the Museum again this year from August 1st to the 26th of September. Any local artist, any type of artist, self-identified artist can participate in this and put in up to 4 pieces.
Okay.
And to do that, they just need to visit the museum weekdays from 8 to 4.
Okay.
By the 15th of July.
15th of July.
So it's coming up.
Great.
So there's that. And then also the Columbia City Connect in September is doing a steamrolling art project, and they right now have an open call for artists who might want to participate in that.
That's interesting.
I would recommend going to the First Friday page or the Columbia City Connect page and find some information there. They're going to bring in a giant steamroller, and people who are selected for this have an opportunity to carve out giant pieces of wood that will be turned into stamps.
Oh my goodness.
So,
that's
cool
unique.
Thing to participate in, and a cool thing to.
It's not a steamroller. It's just a roll.
Okay. There are much of a difference between a steamroller and a roller.
It would be powered by steam, but they like the steam.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. I appreciate that very much. Okay.
Yeah. I believe I read somewhere it was a steamroller.
I know, and I don't want people to go to that high. It'll be a roll.
Still
high on that. Yeah, I know. Okay.
So I think it's a fun opportunity, whether you decide to put yourself out there and apply, be one of the artists, or just go watch it.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
How often does that happen here?
Not often. Yes.
Yeah, so it's a public art opportunity that we get to enjoy the first Friday in September, which I believe is the 5th, because the very next day is the Art Commission's annual studio art tour on the 6th of September. So lots of stuff coming up.
Lots of stuff.
And anybody who considers themselves an artist is welcome to participate.
Sounds good. Thank you. Jenny.
I actually just want to thank the Parks Department for July 3rd, since they were able to allow me to do a fundraiser there. And then 3 of the local food trucks did donate to Jenna Wolfords.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Brent.
I have nothing.
Okay. And Tad, do you have anything?
Nothing.
Okay. Tad has nothing. So, with that, we have no press and we have no media. I'm sorry. That's the same thing. We have no press. We have no audience. So we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.